Hello friends, where do I begin? Before I decided to record this, I made the choice to run through my daily journal first, so that I could arm myself with knowledge, instruction and wisdom, in order to have the right words to record this. And currently in the car park, Co-op Castle Donington. I'm in work at 5:30. Now I've changed the style of my journal, which is the shodding, to prepare me for these podcasts, which I'd like to take a little more seriously. The first question is basically, where's the podcast going? I'm sure there's many people out there who like research and just a lot of people like things when they add up. And I think a shining example of the way your mind wants it to work is for it all to be compartmentalised, underlined, packed, packaged and sealed. But the truth is, we have to start from the very fine dust that's the soil. And sometimes whilst songwriting, even just the title can sign, seal and deliver. But the Most High, the Alpha and the Omega, tests all our works by fire. And I'd like to start with the strong will. How does the strong will and God's will connect? You can't be flamboyant with making choices and following things through. Well, of course you can. What I mean is, if you're going to weigh up scripture that's going to stop you from doing something good and meaningful for yourself and or others, then it will just fail if you're half-hearted about it. That's why I say strong will. You got to really know that God's going to be with you through the fire. And forgive me by, dare I say, forgive me for mentioning the word God. I don't want to over abuse and use this word. Call it what you want. Now the point being is that if you've got a strong will to do something, it's also determination, and there's nothing really stopping you apart from yourself. It's good to ask questions. I was thinking, akin to my journal podcast yesterday, that thinking, thoughts, words and actions. I've enjoyed the meditative effect of audible thinking in my mind. Whilst on the car journey here, I thought of things. I'm going through commands just as a computer would in my mind. I'm realising it is a tool that we ought to really use. I think with this mental health epidemic, that a lot of things are projected onto phones, thoughts are shared, and we've really kind of stepped out of that box that we've spoke of in those joint interviews for a long time. This thinking out of the box thing, I think it's quite a time and a place and isn't for everything. I'm not dissing being abstract or cryptic, and if I'm going to tell you the truth, in many ways I'm recording this just so people can enjoy to listen to my voice. And that includes myself. I think this out-of-the-box thing's more for in the production of out-of-the-box thought, idea, action begins in the mind. And what a better place to begin than working it all out in your head. The soil, let us say, that soft grey organic matter, is always ripe. And would it be right to answer the question that it would improve your brain's functioning with a yes and amen? Yeah, I'd agree it would, because the brain is essentially a mind map of things that ought really to be connected. But in this world of connectiveness, external connectiveness, are we not losing that to projecting everything of a thought process type, thinking before you speak, being outside of the box? So join me in these ramblings and these sayings and this wisdom, join me and I'll share with you my journey of my own mind mapping. I like the term, but I think it's a bit too flamboyant and self-affirming. Deep therapy. Yeah, makes me sound like I've already got a degree as a psychotherapist, a psychiatrist and a psychologist. And it's been inspiring because I've basically been trying to quit smoking. I've got the Alan Carr Easy Way book, but I've read it before and it's not, and it does what it does. But I took myself a bird that flew far from the nest in the sticks today. I actually missed out on an Amazon shift because I missed Junction 24. Gosh, forgive my language. What can we do about the dither? So what I mean by dithering is kind of basically offending yourself through saying something or just dithering in general when you're kind of on it with your podcast or whatever it is you do. And the reason, the way we can counteract it is just what I've found is asking yourself questions takes a bit of spirit, but also builds spirit. So I think, like, I just asked myself a question which I've now forgot. The answer to it is, how can I stop dithering? Just fire another question out there, because when you're operating inside your mind, you will find that one thing leads to another, and you've got to let it flow in many ways. And I relate spirit to flow. Flow is when you're working and things are just all adding up. You're in a good shape in your wholeness, in your oneness. And I think your strong will can determine how quickly you get into flow. I'm planning on using my delivery driving time in between shifts to, and it might begin now, to make one whole podcast. But my fear is that I'll run out of things to say. So I guess that naturally leads to the question, how can you not run out of things to say? And my first response is ask a better question. And I think we have to really ask ourselves kind of very creative questions, even strange questions, because the strange question can often lead to an entertaining answer. I don't want to sound that I'm like, I don't know, persons is of importance, but no one wants to have a conversation where you taper off. So I think it's best really to remind ourselves of what we're doing, what we're trying to achieve. I'll tell you what I'm trying to achieve. I want to make a podcast, which is why you're here now, why I'm here, that's well prepared, that takes off in many ways about the mind, about human sciences, research, scripture, God, all sorts of things. So I don't really want to narrow myself down with what it's about, but I would like to, I think what I want to do, what everyone wants to do, is just find that freedom to get into flow and get on a roll with it, despite the want to have it all well organised and knowing what we want. I think it's really interesting that, and this is what I'm going to make it about, is the fact that there has been a bit of a mental health epidemic since the COVID pandemic. And I do sincerely feel that I would get a yes and an amen surrounding this mobile phone generation, where akin to computers, all your information, your thinking is being done outside the box. So let's just say we can just enjoy some time on our phones in a bit, surrounding this podcast and its description about it, making it called something like Thinking Inside the Box. Because just remember, friends, thoughts turn to words or are related to words. Words are related to actions. It's my prayer that firmly, and I speak to those of a similar spirit to mine, it's very important that you involve God in this, in your every step. And Lord, as you hold eternity in your hands. I just ask you to forgive me. I receive your forgiveness because I've not introduced you. I've not invited you into this particular recording. But you who can go back in time, we can't change the things that we can't change out of our control. But you can, Lord. And I invite you to steer me tongue in this. Lord, I basically got work at R5. I'm probably about 5 minutes away from work. I'm kind of interested in stopping this mid-sentence and resuming some all my deliveries, but I'm gonna focus on work, to be honest, and I probably will find myself doing that, recording and doing my deliveries of pizzas, Angels Eat Pizza, then, but not now. And also, slipping into a bit of a dither, I want to bid you guys farewell, but I do want to keep going as well. So yeah, my podcast is about mind mapping. It's about thinking inside the box and how we've lost our ability to keep self-control because of playing on the phones and stuff and putting it out there, projecting. We've been thinking out of the box too much now, and it's time to reclaim our love of languages also. I do want to cover many things that interest me, but at the same time, I don't want to remain talkative and just say stuff that's not helpful. This has been helpful to me, and I hope that you can join me on this journey. So, just for my own information, just for my own unction, just see me manager, and just for my own satisfaction, this podcast is about thinking inside the box and reclaiming the mind. Let me not offend myself in this, but I think that in the beginning of these major projects, because my journal's going this way now, research and development, and the sharing of wisdom as well, I want to really just remind you that things start small, and yeah, trees grow big. Right, copy that. I'm gonna get on now. I bid myself the presence of God. I bid myself more thinking. I bid myself more thoughts. I bid you all words in your mind, good words. And finally, I just want to say that we are to think as Christians and even people in general, because we've got to keep the spirit going, the flow going. We've got to think on good things. And I've always got this image in my mind when I try and think on good things of, let's just say, a river flowing out of a rock, the gargling of a spring. And let your wellsprings truly be wellsprings unto life and to others. Let your thoughts benefit you. Don't be held back by lies, because the devil will actually use scripture itself to kind of con you out of stuff. And in all of this, I bid you a real unction to get on with what you want to achieve, but know that you might start small and scattered. God bless you. In the name of Jesus.